ஸ்ரீ ரமணா, தி ஹோப் ஃபார் தி ஃபியூச்சர், டேவிட் தெப்லிட்ஸ். ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகர்ஷி எக்ஸம்பிளிஃபைஸ் தி ட்ரூத் அண்ட் தி டிரான்சண்டல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்ட் இன் தி பகவத்கீதா அண்ட் இன் தி உபனிஷத்ஸ். ஹி வாஸ் எ மேன் ஹூ வாஸ் ஃபர்ம்லி எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் இன் தி ஈகோலஸ் ஸ்டேட். ஆல்தோ ஹி ஹேட் நெவர் ஹேட் எனி ஃபார்மலைஸ்டு எஜுகேஷன் கன்சர்னிங் தி ரியல் செல்ஃப், nor was initiated into its traditional and ancient lore, he was a guru in the fullest meaning of the term, a dispeller of darkness, avidya. His method of Mahayoga, the direct method of self-analysis, has little in common with other forms of yoga and is quite simple and free from mysteries, concerning itself with the utter truth of our being. It frees its followers from false beliefs and enables them to pursue the quest of the true self, which transcends all dogmas and creeds. In Mahayoga, knowledge is considered ignorance and therefore a hindrance to attaining liberation, which is the essence of the Upanishads. Mahayoga is a process of unlearning, much as is present-day Western psychoanalysis, but going much farther. If religion is a living truth and has any validity, it must be capable of producing men who bear witness to its truths and confirm faith from their experiences. In the Indian tradition, religion has not meant an imaginative or intellectual apprehension of reality, but its embodiment and regenerated living. Religion energizes our consciousness, transforming our character to make us new men. Sri Ramana has provided a pathway similar to that of Western psychoanalysis, recognizing the experiential aspect of the inner man, but going beyond the psychic to the spiritual, beyond the individual to the universal. At Tiruvannamalai in South India, Sri Ramana emanated the most intense vibration of divine love actively for well over 50 years. His living incarnation of divine realization is proof of the infinite which dwells within each of us. If we would but dive down deep into the heart and ask, "Who am I?" and just plain be still and be, it will be revealed to us. The pain and unhappiness which we sustain is based on ignorance of the real self. It is now that is most crucial to us in society. We are all but one. That self is infinite, timeless, spaceless, and infinite love.